Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. We have Barb Swanson back in from the Exchange Club of Gurney. Now, Barb, yeah, I mean, you're a friend of the show, so... It's hard for when you come in because I feel like I already know everything I need to know about you, but you tell us more about the Exchange Club. And I do want to say thanks for the treats because I don't know what's under them. Wes, did you peek yet?
Yeah, brownies.
Chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips.
Baked last night for you too.
Yes. Stop. Just for
just
us.
Just for you guys.
Barb.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't look far enough in there. It was still dark in there. All right.
You thought they were brownies?
Well, because I looked, I saw they were square. So,
Chocolate.
I didn't look in far enough.
Thank you, Barb. Though sure, we always love having you in. But tell us about what the Exchange Club of Gurney is doing.
It's a service organization. It's a wonderful organization. It's a national organization. The Gurney chapter was founded in 1975. My dad, Howard Swanson, was one of the charter members back in 75, and it's still thriving. In 85, the Breakfast Exchange Club was formed. That was for people that worked during the day and wanted a morning meeting. So for many years, we had two clubs in town, and then we merged a number of years ago, and it's called the Exchange Club of Gurney, and we serve the community. Our main mission is for the prevention of child abuse. That's our main mission.
Okay.
And we raise funds, and we give away scholarship money, and we have fundraisers throughout the year, and we dole out the money. We give away whatever we earn.
So how do you decide what causes you want to support in the area?
There's an allocations committee that receives applications, and they make a determination. Everything has to be involved with, you know, families, and once again, the main focus is the prevention of child abuse.
And you guys support 18 organizations.
Yes. Yeah.
That's really cool. How do you raise money for these programs and initiatives? Can people get involved to help out?
Sure. Well, first of all, anybody can join. We'd love to have more members. And our big fundraiser is this weekend on Saturday, Ribfest at Gurney Days.
I didn't realize that was a fundraiser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I just always knew I never made it to Ribfest because of baseball or wherever, you know, my kids are dragging me. You know, we always make it to Gurney Days later on in the evening, and we miss Ribfest.
Well, so we start serving ribs and... pulled pork sandwiches, hot dogs, mac and cheese.
You're there.
You can have mac and cheese.
You can.
All right. Sorry about that. No, I'm sure there's something you can eat.
Right.
But, it starts at noon and we serve till 11 p.m.
Okay.
So no excuses. Well, no, or until the food runs out. Oh. We also have corn. You can eat the corn.
I can eat
the corn.
There
you go. You can have corn.
So it's over at Viking Park, like I say, serving from noon until 11 p.m. or until the food runs out.
Speaking of the park, you guys do Salad in the Park.
Salad in the Park. This year it was over at the Warren Township Center, but that's more of a community service event. We raise some money, but that's not the main goal. And then we have concerts in the park. The next one is August 18th. American English will be at Viking Park.
When are we going to start doing more concerts in the park? I know you're not part of the park district, but it used to be like, it wasn't like every Thursday. Just one Thursday a month, and it's not enough for me.
Yeah. Well, they're going with, my understanding, bigger names and therefore less frequent. So, but American English is amazing there August 18th, and we'll be there to enjoy the music, but also to sell concessions.
All right, which is part of your guys' fundraiser as well. And then the golf outing.
That's right. We have a golf outing every year. That was in June. That's also a big success. So,
what are some of the projects and activities the club themselves are involved in?
Well, besides all the fundraisers, we also do Adopt a Highway, just as the Queens were talking about. We have a diaper drive. One of our members owns or runs the Keeping Families Covered. So we have a diaper drive to help raise money and diapers for that cause. And really everything we do is for the community. And it's just a great organization and a great way to get to know other people, but to just feel good about serving the community.
Now, you said you welcome more people joining. How do you become a member of the Exchange Club of Gurney?
Come to a meeting or two. And on the website, there's instructions. We meet the second Tuesday of every month. We have a breakfast meeting at the Warren Township Center at 7 a.m., and the fourth Tuesday of every month, we have a lunch meeting at Bethel Lutheran Church at noon. So if somebody just wants to check it out, just come and have a meal with us and see if it's something you might be interested in joining. And there's information on the website.
Yeah, I don't see why not. You guys do some incredible things in the community. So thank you so much. And that website, exchangeclubofgurney.org. Barb, Always love having you, not just because you bring us treats, which, by the way, you don't have to do that every time, but we do appreciate it. Before we let you go, though, what's your gurney go-to?
Mine's Viking Park. I love Viking Park. Of course, I'll be hanging out there all weekend between working, getting set up for Ribfest, being at Ribfest. And then, of course, the fireworks are Saturday night, just on the north end of Viking Park. And then the parade is on Sunday at noon. So I'll be hanging out at my favorite place, Viking Park.
Awesome.
Though there is no wrong answers with what you're going to go to. You probably should have said Janelle Rominski Photography, too. Oh.
That's true. That's my other gurney go-to. Absolutely.
In case you don't know who Janelle is, it's Barb's daughter, works at the station, does all the pictures for the station, so I'll answer for her. Janelle Rominski Photography.
Thank you, Wes.
This just got real awkward.
Thanks, Barb.
Thank you.